Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine, a CME podcast series where each week we translate today's late-breaking clinical research and news into tomorrow's practice. I'm Dr. Frank Domino, professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School and editor-in-chief of the 5-Minute Clinical Consult. This podcast is brought to you by PrimeMed. John is a healthy 35-year-old who comes in for a checkup. He reports no problems and no acute complaints, but wants to know a bit more about healthy lifestyle choices. You bring up the issues around the Mediterranean diet and daily exercise. He notes that he tries to follow such a diet, but he has a concern because he describes himself as a chocoholic. He only eats dark chocolate products as he understands they're healthier for him. However, a friend told him that he heard chocolate has lead in it, and he's at risk for heavy metal poisoning. You too reflect on your love for chocolate and ponder how best to advise him. Hi, this is Frank Domino, and joining me today is Dr. Robert Baldor, professor and chair from the Department of Family Medicine at the UMass Chan Medical School, Bay State, Springfield, Massachusetts. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Frank. Great to be here speaking again.
Good Lord, you talking about chocolate. There's no surprise there, although heavy metal. Good Lord. What's the scoop on this, Bob?
Yeah, Frank, you know, I'm a chocoholic. And when I saw this publication in Consumer Reports, it raised alarms. So Consumer Reports, for many of you know, it was formerly called Consumer Unions. It's a nonprofit consumer organization, and it's dedicated to independent product testing. And I've actually subscribed to their publication for years. I use it as a buying guide for a variety of products from cars, refrigerators, and TVs. Well, this past holiday season, they published the results of their testing on heavy metal levels in a variety of chocolates. Sadly, they found elevated levels of lead and cadmium in several popular chocolate products.
That's so disturbing. Tell me more about what they found and who is at risk.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's important to understand that heavy metals are found in many foods. There's actually arsenic in rice, mercury in fish, cadmium in spinach, and lead can be found in carrots and sweet potatoes as well. So the Consumer Report experts tested 48 different products, including cocoa powder, chocolate chips, milk and dark chocolate bars, brownie mixes, and hot chocolate preparations. Products came from big name brands such as Hershey's, Ghirardelli, Nestle's, and they looked at national retailers such as Costco, Target, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Whole Foods, and some specialty makers as well. So it turns out lead and cadmium are the two heavy metals that some previous Consumer Reports testing had found to be the most problematic in chocolate. So in chocolate products, lead and cadmium are concentrated in cocoa, and that's the ingredient that gives chocolate its distinctive flavor. So how do these metals get into cocoa? Well, in different ways. For cadmium, it appears the cocoa plants take it up from the soil, where lead can be deposited actually on cocoa beans after harvest, potentially from dust and soil as the beans are drying outdoors. So if you think about this then, products rich in cocoa solids, such as dark chocolate and cocoa powder, would tend to have higher heavy metal levels. Now, so Consumer Products, they tested these chocolate products by measuring the amount of lead, cadmium, mercury, and arsenic, 3 samples of each food, and they averaged the results. Good news, none of these products posed a risk of arsenic or mercury. So that was good to hear. Now, to determine the risks related to cadmium and lead levels, they compared measured levels to California's standard maximum allowable dose levels for lead, which, by the way, is 0.5 microgram per day, cadmium, 4 micrograms per day. Yeah, that's in food. You got to note, by the way, there are no federal limits for the amount of lead and cadmium that most foods can contain. And so they use the California standard levels to indicate which products have comparatively higher levels of these heavy metals than others.
Pretty interesting that, you know, we know about fish and mercury, but arsenic in rice and lead in carrots and sweet potatoes. Pretty interesting stuff. So it sounds like Consumer Reports took a reasonable methodology. What did they find?
Yeah, typically what they'll do is they'll measure things based on a state of government's safety standards. That's what they did here. And they reported percentages of the standard maximum allowable dose levels for lead and candium and supplied in one serving of a measured food product. So every product they tested had detectable amounts of lead and cadmium, and a third of the products had amounts well above the levels of concern for at least one of the heavy metals. Unfortunately, while we think of dark chocolate as being heart healthy because of its high levels of antioxidants and low levels of fat, such chocolates contain higher levels of cocoa and hence tend to have higher levels of heavy metal than other products. Indeed, they found lead or cadmium levels above the stated thresholds in 5 of the 7 dark chocolate bars that they tested. I'll note that that means a quarter of the products tested fell below the standard levels of concern. So I'll refer folks to the article to review the product recommendations. It's interesting to me, there was no relationship to the price of the products and the levels of heavy metals that they contain. Now, I noted that milk chocolate would contain less cocoa, so it should have lower levels of heavy metals than dark chocolate. And indeed, none of the 5 milk chocolate bars tested were over the limits for heavy metals. They tested other products, Frank, chocolate chips, and none of the 12 chocolate chip products had high levels of cadmium, and only 2 of them were slightly over the levels for lead. But again, a little caveat here, serving size for chocolate chips, about a tablespoon. So the amount you might expect to get in a chocolate chip cookie. But if you're like me and you tend to eat more than 1 or 2 cookies, or a handful of chocolate chips straight out of the bag, that would increase the daily limit for both of these servings if you eat 2 servings, you're well above the daily limit on chocolate chips. They did have some recommendation options for snacking that were things that are relatively low in heavy metals. And again, I'll refer folks to their website for those recommendations. Finally, Frank, let me touch upon the hot chocolate. You know I'm not a tea drinker, love a cup of hot chocolate. So that data was important to me as well. Hot chocolate mixes contain cocoa powder, plus sugar and other ingredients, so you'd expect they'd be a little lower in lead and cadmium, but unfortunately, that's not what they found. 4 of the 6 hot chocolate mixes also exceeded the lead level limits.
Well, you know, I looked at the products listed on that page, and it's definitely going to change my hot cocoa intake. This is really helpful, Bob. How do we advise patients going forward? You know, like your patient here, you too are a chocoholic, and we need to know how to manage them. Get a lead level?
Good question. Well, as you know, it's important to realize we can be exposed to these substances, right, for lead through drinking water, a lot of other foods, other environmental factors. So all these sources can add up. And chocolate is really just one of a number of contributing factors. And while it's a popular treat, despite my addiction, it's not an essential part of any diet, and fewer eating that many chocolates daily. So it makes sense to try to limit the amount of heavy metals people get from chocolate, and for chocoholics to be aware of the safer choices. By the way, I just want to compare this to the Flint level lead water crisis that was out there. Their testing revealed levels above 15 micrograms per liter. So to put this into context, if you were to drink a glass of Flint water daily, that would equate to a daily intake of about 3.5 micrograms of lead per day, 7 times that California standard. And none of the chocolates tested contained that degree of lead. So the other thing to realize, to think about, is heavy metal exposure is really important for young children and during pregnancy because of the development of it's a neurotoxin with neurodevelopment. And so they should be aware of this potential exposure. Of course, adults can experience negative effects. Frequent lead exposure has been linked to immune system problems, anemia, kidney disease, neuropathies, and chronic abdominal pain. So I don't think there's a need to check levels in your chocoholic patients, but certainly ask about chocolate intake if you're seeing somebody where there's a concern for lead poisoning or heavy metal poisoning. Not the sort of thing I ever thought about until I saw this report.
Me either, Bob. I want to say thank you for discussing this paper, but I'm going to go sit in the corner and cry. Thanks again, Bob.
Right there with you. Practice pointer. Lead poisoning has been in the news lately, chocolates, especially dark chocolate products, contain lead and cadmium. While there are no federal guidelines on lead levels in food, it's important to advise limiting chocolates in young children and during pregnancy.
Join us next time when we discuss ways to reverse type 2 diabetes that do not require medication.
Thank you for listening to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine, brought to you by PrimeMed. To claim CME credit and receive additional information about the article referenced in today's episode, follow the link in the description. To stay up to date on the most recent clinical research and news, please subscribe to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine and be sure to check out PrimeMed.com for additional CME content.